As the Tzur v'Merabanan, we continue tonight Kavanas HaLev in Kriyat Shema. So last week we were discussing actually what exactly is the mitzvah d'oraisa of Kriyat Shema. So it's a related area because one of the things we posited was that the Chiyuv d'oraisa is going to encompass what is required in terms of Kavana, but it's not necessarily an exact formula. So b'chelek zeh Nasok b'kavana milim shenemraot, as in the language of the Mishnah Brura, lizbonem v'lasum alibo mashomer. Kavana, in the simplest sense, kavana of perish hamilim, to understand, to contemplate, and to place on one's heart exactly what he's saying, to think about what's being said. The Gemara brings a braisa as follows, as to the extent of kavana. It's brachos daf yud gimel amet aleph. Tana rabbanon. So hadvarim al levavecha. The matters have to be on your heart. Yochol tehechol aparsha tzricha kavana. Maybe you'll think that the whole parsha requires kavana. Give a handout to Ralph. We're no spectators. This is a very interactive shiur. So maybe you'll think that the entire parsha requires kavana. Talmud lomar ho'ele v'hayu hadvarim ho'ele adkan. What's adkan? Ho'ele means end of the first pasuk. Al levavecha. And adkan tzricha kavana. Mikan va'elech ain tzricha kavana. Divrei Rabbi Eliezer. From here only up till this pasuk, meaning pasuk rishon in the parsha, requires kavana. Beyond that, not. Amar le Rabbi Akiva. Harehu omer ashanoch mitzavcha hayom al levavecha. That I commanded you this day, the command encompasses far more than just these words, the words of that pasuk. Mikana talome chakala parsha kula tzricha kavana. From here we learn the whole parsha requires kavana, meaning the parsha of Vahafta. Amr Rabba Barba Chan Rabbi Yochanan halacha k'Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Yochanan said the halacha is like Rabbi Akiva, the whole parsha Rishon requires kavana. But the Gemara continues, Tana Rabbanan, Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokein Hashem Echad, Ad Kan Tzricha Kavana Salev Divrei Meir. Reb Meir says differently, not the Shema Vahafta, not the whole Vahafta, but just the Pasuk Shema Yisrael. Until then, through that Pasuk, Kavana is required. Omar Rava Halacha K'Reb Meir. Through Halacha Reb Meir, whether just the first Pasuk, Rabbi Akiva, the first Parsha, meaning Shema and Vahafta. And then you have Rabbi Eliezer's opinion that just the first pasuk as well. So what's the machlokas here before we go on? Yeshna machloket mishuleshet is a tripartite machlokas with words which words require kavana. Akunt Rabbi Eliezer until Alav Avecha. Akunt Rabbi Kiva until the end of Parsha Rishona, like Rabbi Yochanan held like him. And akunt Rabbi Meir, the pasuk Rishon v'chein pasuk Rava. What's machlokas? The Rav explained as follows, that in terms of Kabbalah Sol Malchus Shamayim, there are really three different possibilities, or three different components of Kabbalah Sol Malchus Shamayim. One is Achduso, unity of God. We are Mekabel O Malchus Shamayim in terms of God's unity, that's Hashem Echad, that would be Pasuk Rishono. What's the second Pasuk? There's a second element of Kabbalah Sol Malchus Shamayim, that's Avas Hashem. You have a mitzvah Yichud Hashem. You have a mitzvah of Avas Hashem as well. So, according to Rabbi Eliezer, there are two separate kiyumim that exist, two separate acts of Kabbalah. There's an act of Kabbalah on Yichud Hashem, and there's an act of Kabbalah on Avas Hashem. According to Rabbi Akiva, there are three different types of Kabbalah. There's Achdus Hashem, there's Avas Hashem, and there's Talmudo, Talmud Torah, it's Vishinantom Livonecha. One expression of Kabbalah Samachos Shemayim is that we learn God's Torah. So what does Reb Meir hold? Reb Meir holds that Achdus Hashem encompasses all the others. That everything is subsumed under one Kabbalah Samachos Shemayim. Person says with Kavana, Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokein Hashem Echad, that includes Achduso, and includes Avaso, and includes Talmudo as well. All three. Vishnat Mavanecha, that you're going to accept Kabbalah, so you can accept Malchus Shemayim through Talmud Torah. It's through understanding God's will. It's also Kabbalah, so Malchus Shemayim. So Mechaber says, in Simon Samech, number 3, Hakare Shema Velo Kiven Liba Pasuk Rishon Shema Yisrael Lo Yotzi Dechavasa. Person says Shema and has no kavana on the Pasuk of Shema Yisrael, so he's not Yotzi, he didn't fulfill the mitzvah at all. Vashar, and you remember we discussed last week that the Maisa HaMitzvah is the reading of the words, but the Kiyama Mitzvah is Kabbalah Machos Shemayim. It's a kavana belev. It's an acceptance belev. Vashar, but after the first pasuk, Imlo kiven liba filu hayakor b'tora magia haparasha soelu beonas kriyashma yatzo lusha kiven liba pasuk rishon. So again, if he the rest of it from vahafta on, if he has no kavana salev, rather he's just reading for, as if he's reading the Torah, or he's checking parashios at the time Kriya Shema came, then he's Yotzei as long as he has Kavana for the first Pasuk. Mechaber Paskins, like Rava, like Rebbe Meir. Mishabur explains, Kivin Libo, Kavana Zohu Lisboni V'lasum Alibo Masho Meir. What's the Kavana? Kavana means you think about what he's saying and place it on his heart, meaning internalize it. That's ma'akev, that inhibits the fulfillment of the mitzvah only in the first pasuk. The first pasuk has kabbal somachos shemayim in its essence, yichud Hashem. Yichud Hashem means one God, there's no only God, he's a source of all power and everything in the universe, so that is going to encompass everything else as well. Both in Pashut, HaKavani Lachshav Al Pirusha HaMilim Shenemarot, the simple pshat is, Kavana means Perish HaMilim. It doesn't mean grand or mystical thoughts. It means simply understanding the words that one is saying. Now here, on this, the Ra'ah, Rabbi Aaron Halevi, he was a contemporary of the Rashba, the Rav in Barcelona, explains that there are three different types of kavana, meaning three dine kavana. V'yishlomar, this is chidusha hara'ah. V'yishlomar de shlosha dine kavana heim. The three different types of kavana. Shnai mehem b'chol mitzvos, echa b'kriyashma. Two exist in all the mitzvos, and one is unique to kriyashma. Ho echad kavana shloi he misasek. He has in mind that he's not misasek. What's misasek mean? He's doing the act of the mitzvah, inadvertently or absent-mindedly or for another purpose. I mean, he's doing the action, but he's not doing the action for the purpose of the mitzvah. So the case we had last week as well. Kigon shel yikra lagia bekriyashma. If a person is reading kriyashma, as he's reading from the Torah, and he's reading during zman kriyashma, but he's reading for the purpose of checking the letters, that's called misasek, meaning he's not doing it for the purpose of the mitzvah, he's doing the action for some other purpose. What should he do? Eli yiskave likros umisasek dikvosu lagabe shofar, shall he miskave latkia ruuya? Yeah, the same din by shofar. A person is blowing, and he blows in terms of tkiyos, appropriate tkiyos. What does this mean? Kavana shalehe misasek? It means he has to define his action as purposeful. If he defines the action as purposeful, then it becomes a maisa mitzvah. The second, asheni kavana lotzeis yotza. What's the second one? He has kavana to be yotze. Vehi b'chol mitzvos. This applies to all the mitzvos, like the first. Vehi b'chol mitzvos, vehi machlokas yibayin lo olo. That's machlokas, whether mitzvah shrichas kavana or not. Ukvar kasivna anon, mitzvah ain't shrichas kavana, lotzeis dechova. So he, the ra'ah, held it doesn't. But the first type of kavana means you define the action as purposeful. The second is you define the action as a maisei ha-mitzvah. In other words, you can have an action that's purposeful. You intend to do the action, but you're not doing it to fulfill a mitzvah. That's the second type of kavana. There's a kavana to make your action into an action, and a kavana to be yotze in terms of the mitzvah. The third, ashlishi, kavana saleh b'chol teva v'teva. Here we come to the classic and simple definition of kavana, meaning perish hamilim. You have kavana to understand each word. Lo shi yiskavin lotzis dechova l'mitzvah. It's not that he has in mind to fulfill the mitzvah. Elo shi yiskavin b'chol teva v'teva l'shem yisbarach kefi mashe yodeyabba. But rather he has kavana, each word is being recited to God, all right? Meaning, as he understands it. So he understands what he's saying. V'kavana zo nechleku b'gemara v'aliba dehilcha sehib pasuk rishon. And this kavana, the perish hamilim, the act of kabbal so machos shemayim in terms of the mitzvah of kriyashma, so then that question is, That's the question the Gemara dealt with on whether it applies to the first pasuk, the first two pasukim, or the first parsha. Omnom, so here is colleague, the Rashba. Ola shekavona bepasuk rishon kolos novach nosav mesha perisha milam bilvad. But the Rashba holds that here it's not just talking about the meaning of the words, there's something else as well. Kan, the Chidush HaRashba in Brachos Daf Yud Gimel Beis, number 6. Kan, in the first pasuk, Tzorach Kavana Sa'inya. Thank you. You need kavana for the matter itself. Klomar, Shelo Yaharher Bidvarim Acherim Kadesh Yekabel Olav Malchus Shemaim Beskomas Alev. You need kavana for the matter itself. You shouldn't be thinking other thoughts when you're involved in Kabbalah so Malchus Shemayim. And like we say the same thing by the first bracha in Shmon Esrei. Vatam, Shebishar Mitzvah Shein Mitzvah Saseh, and all the mitzvahs that are positive commandments, actions. Kol Sheosu Mitzvaso, Afal Pishlo Neskavein Lo, Hareki Mitzvaso, El Shein Zmin Muvchar. That's the Machlokas Mitzvah Trichos, O Ein Trichos Kavano. Let's see, how's Mitzvah Ein Trichos Kavano? In that sense, if a person does the mitzvah and has no kavano, he has to know what he's doing. He can't just be Misasek, but he knows what he's doing, so then he's going to be Yotzei, even if it's not a preferred way of fulfilling the mitzvah. The Kol Shekein Sheyotzim Kivin Lotzeis Afal Pishlo Hir Her Bemetz HaMitzvah. And certainly, he's Yotzei if he has a mind to be Yotzei, even if he's pondering other matters during the performance of the mitzvah. Avol Elu Shehein Kabos Machu Shemaim O Sidu Shvachim Eino Bedin Shei Lovav Upon Dvar Mecherim. But in this of Kabos Machu Shemaim, or saying the appropriate praise of God, there he can't let his mind stray. And here Chaim said, I'll just borrow the argument from the laws of Shmon Esrei. When you're involved in Kabbalah so Malchus Shemayim, you have to have the recognition that you're saying this before God, Hashem Yisbarach. Because if you're not, if you're just saying words, even though we'd say mitzvah ein tzrichas kavana, if you're saying words, it doesn't apply if you're saying words. Because if you're saying words, there's a detachment between the gavra who's saying it and the words themselves. I mean, the person's not involved in the kiyum mitzvah, which is Kabbalah so Malchus Shemayim. V'zoi shecholku bein bracha rishon l'shar brachos amin pasuk rishon l'shar, and that's machlokas. At which point, until which point must you have kavana? Shema dvarim tulim mitzvah srichas kavana, ain't srichas kavana. Mali bracha rishon, mali shar brachos. V'zener Yosef v'zed derech emes. It's the question of being involved in the moment, the din in the gavra. It's not just like the Ra'ah said that a person has to know the words. What he's saying, that's also true. A person also has to know, in terms of Shmon Esrei, standing before God, Omen Lifna Melech, in Kriya Shema, he has to know that he's Yoshev Lifna Melech, because he's Makaba Omachos Shemayim. Klomar, Hadina Miuchad Shel HaKavana, Hu Chelek Bilti Nifrad, Mikim Mitzvos Kriya Shema. This din of Kavana is separate from the mitzvah of Kriya Shema itself, for the Maisa mitzvah, she is so the Kabbalah so Machos Shemayim. This is a special din of Kavana by Kriya Shema, again, because the fulfillment of the mitzvah is accepting the yoke of God's kingship. Adam Sheinenu Choshev HaMashu Omer Choser Chelek Ma'uti Mikim HaMitzvah. A person that does not think about what he's saying, so he's lacking an essential aspect of the fulfillment of the mitzvah. It's not like he could take a lulav. And even if he's not thinking about God, Yotzei Netilas Lulav. If you are not thinking about God during Kriya Shema, then you're not Yotzei at all. L'fi zeh, muvan madua nedreshet kavana dafka pasuk rishon. From here we understand why kavana is indispensable in the first pasuk, as the Mishnah Berurah explained. Sheyesh bo ikur kabbalah so malchus shemayim v'achdus yisbarach. Because it has the essence of the acceptance of the yoke of God's kingship, as well as Achdusa, Yichud Hashem, the unity of God. Now this has far-reaching implications. Rav Shlomo Zalman says the very first truva in Mincha Shlomo, Chelek Aleph, Siman Aleph, Shitachen Shemomer Kriyat Shem B'li L'sim Lev L'masha Omer Mishum Shemacha Asuk B'dvar Mecherim Zenech Shav Shalom Erklum. Comes out, a person says Kriyat Shema and does not have in mind at all what he's saying, does not understand what he's saying, or is not paying attention, meaning his mind is preoccupied with other things, it's as if he said nothing. So here Shlomo Zalman says as follows. Behod mitzvah srichas kavana mivor desagi mashem eskavim etchilas asiyas ha-mitzvah damrina shaldas ha-rishonu hu osa. When we speak about mitzvahs needing kavana, we're talking about at the beginning. The person defines his ma'isa mitzvah, other mitzvahs, defines the beginning of the performance of the mitzvah has kavana, then that will be satisfactory. Even if he doesn't have the mitzvah in mind the entire time, you'd think it would apply but the Kriyat Shema Tefillah as well. Ach tzarach im. Tehotein achlin in kavanas mitzvah. When we talk in terms of an act, an action, a performance. Avo mishakar Kriyat Shema Mispal Yishma Nesir Libu Balimo, but a person who's saying Kriyat Shema, or he's davening, and he's thinking other thoughts, both in Shemiktsasa Mutar B'machshavosa. Veno devolo margish kal shasvasayim nos. Vepemam shul b'Kriyat Shema Tefillah. A person is so preoccupied with other things, his mind is elsewhere, he doesn't feel his lips moving. He doesn't feel that his mouth is being drawn after the words of Kriyat Shema. So is that really defined as the performance of the mitzvah? He's saying it. Zarchion, ki lechora, near de misaseg gartvei. Misaseg is even worse than this. Like, shchit does not require kavana for the mitzvah. Mi kamoka misaseg choshek kicheshrim bekoch gavr gartvei. If he's misaseg and shchita. Misaseg and shchita. He throws an apple in the air to slice it with a knife, and as he slices it with a knife, he shechts an animal also. What's that? That's very good, very talented. That's misasek, so that wouldn't be good. Chesem v'koch gavra. V'chein l'in Shabbos, min leches machsheves. Misasek we come across quite frequently in the laws of Shabbos. A person doesn't act. Misasek is not quite the same as dova shena miskavein. All right, it's not quite the same, but it's similar to that. All right, a person doesn't act. He walks on grass, okay? He doesn't intend to kill an ant. That would be a case of that's similar to misasek. It's not quite misasek, but it's similar to that. That's a dovshem riskavi. Verbalize, like, oh, that's an amira. It would be similar. Yes, anything which requires an amira. But then the question is the amira ma'akeves or not? Right, it's like a bracha. So you can have the ma'isa mitzvah without a bracha. Like we learned last week, we define the mitzvah as a ma'isa mitzvah through the bracha. That's one of the elements of a bracha. We say a bracha asher kedishanu b'tzovet tzifanu. So that we're defining what we're doing as a ma'isa mitzvah. Now, v'kevan shekein. Efshar degam kan harei zechoshev kilo kara kalpas exeshal kriyat shema or also bracha shebetfilo. If that's the case, if it's misasek, a person is saying words without knowing what they mean, without thinking about it, so maybe like shrita, there's no mitzvah, there's no bracha, there's no fulfillment of kriyat shema at all. Velo mahani klabai gavno mashinaskav mitchilo la mitzvah. It doesn't make any it doesn't make a difference what your intention was before you started. All right. It doesn't matter what his original intention was if he has no awareness, no consciousness that he's involved in fulfilling the mitzvah, then it's a problem. So Gemara is a case. Let's say a person says, alright? That's the end of the first parasha, and it's towards the end of the second parasha. Let's say he says the pasuk. Sure, it happens to everyone from time to time. You don't know whether it's in the first parasha or the second parasha. Alright? So what do? V'talina demistama omar kefi herga l'shona lomar l'man yirbu achol k'satan b'shebishniyah. If right away you say l'man yirbu, then that's hergel de lashon. You could assume that you always did what you always did, as, instead of starting v'hoyim shomoa, right? So you wouldn't have to go back. So then it would seem that this din, but a person is reading and doesn't know what he reads, that's misaseg, but not that particular case, since you don't have to go back. Okay, Yitzuyan. It would seem that the commentary of Shlomo Zalman applies not just the first pasuk, but to Kriyat Shema generally. The person does not know in which paragraph he is reciting when he comes to Chsavtam. Like Mechaber said, he could continue according to the fluency of his tongue and assume he did what he always did. That's that type of, again, it's an analogy, that type of chazaka we have about Mashroch Merda Gesha. Yeah, after 30 days, you assume that it was said, oh, 30 days, just last week it passed, 30 days. Mashma, Shodam Klalo Samlev Mashumer, Vichozo Yotze Dechova. But, and here's the problem, if a person does not know in which parsha he said uchsaftam, how is he paying any type of attention at all? Why is that not misasek? He's just saying words. So the Rav Shlomo Zalman left it bitzarech iyun. Now, the fact that only the first pasuk requires kavana results in a number of distinctions in halacha. First, chovalach zor v'lekor kriyashma. Here's the Mechaber and Samech Gimel Sif Dalit. Ikar kavana will be pasuk rishon. The essential kavana, like Reb Meir's, the first pasuk. Hilkach im kor v'lekivein liba v'pasuk rishon lo yetzei chova. If he has kavana, if he reads without kavana the first pasuk, he's not yotzei at all. V'chozer v'korei afilu mandomer mitzvot ein tzirchas kavana modeachar. Even those who say the mitzvot do not require kavana, nonetheless the modeachar for the aforementioned reasons. Now the Mishnah Brura says lo yotzei. Even if he had in mind, before he says Shema, he pauses and he thinks, I'm about to fulfill the mitzvah of Kriya Shema. But he does not pay any attention to the pasuk itself. The build-up was great, but the follow-through was empty. He has to go back. Harei lo kibel olov malchus shemayim baskama salev. So the chozev ekore. Afilim kakar ko parsha shemayim shema. He read the whole thing. Read the two paragraphs already, and then he realized he didn't say the first pasuk with kavana. How did he realize that? He realized he didn't say the two paragraphs with kavana either. He was consistent. He has to go back and say Shema, and then Vahafta, and Vahayim Shema, because of the din that you can't read Kriya Shema Lemafreya out of order. You have to read it in its order. And even those who say Mitzvah Einan Tzrichas Kavana Modehacha, here they agree. Da'afal Pishem Miskavin Lotzeis Bezei Yedei Mitzvah Al Kalpanam Tzar Kavana Saleh B'chol Pasuk Rishon for the purpose of Kabbalas Ol Malch Shemayim. Now here, yes.
Normally we say it's a
sofa, so
that counts, right? If you don't have
normally
you say
dead
in the ear is an exception.
Yes, that's correct.
Where it's only, you have to have
kavanah. Well, here we might say generally, but you're correct in that if a person, let's say he starts holding the lulav, it's kavanah for the mitzvah, all right? And then during halal is not thinking of it, but he's still yotze. I mean, you need a better example. Shofar might be a better example. As kavanah at the beginning, but then he's listening, but he's not focusing on it later on. Yes. Oh, that's a separate halacha. If you don't remember what you're up to, you can go back to the beginning of the parsha. Right. That's the Shigra Delishna, Hergel. That's correct. We assume. Because the first pasuk.
Oh, okay.
The first pasuk, that's why. Ikra kavana be pasuk rishon. If you don't have kavana the first pasuk, then you have to start back at the beginning. So here the Tzitz Eliezer is mechadesh, that if a person does not have kavana in the first pasuk, he's not yotze at all, even if he had kavana in the rest of it, like Don said. So the Rambam emphasizes, v'husha kivin liba be pasuk rishon, all right? If there's no kavana pasuk rishon, lezei chavaso nearly lomar. The mishum ocher tzitz eliezer chelk beis siman aleph perkei os beis nearly lomar. The mishum ocher chazav ekafel zos b'sof halacha. He repeated again because at the beginning of the halacha mashmienu adin shall etzem itiyasi dechov shal pasuk rishon if lo kivein libo bo. The first time the Rambam mentions v'hu shakivein libo pasuk rishon is because he wants to articulate what the essential mitzvah is. But the end of the parsha repeats it again. Shezesh shar psukei parshas yotzei chova afal kivin libo bohem hu dafka shavo mias kivin libo bepasuk rishon azay lo ma'akevim lo kivin b'shar. See, the Rambam repeats at the end of that halacha that he has to have kavana pasuk rishon. He means even if you read the other two paragraphs bekavana, but you had no kavana pasuk rishon, you still have to go back because everything flows from the first pasuk. Okay, the first pasuk is always the key. Like in Shemoneh Esrei, the first bracha is the key. But Shemoneh Esrei is a little different. We'll get to that in a number of weeks. But in Kriya Shema, since everything has to emerge from Kabbalah Samach Shemayim, that is the essence of the first pasuk. Iker Kabbalah Samach Shemayim Vachduso Yisparach. Okay. What about standing? So the Shulchan Aruch says in Samach Gimel Sif Gimel number 11, Hoya Mahalech Bederach Varatzu Likras Kriya Shema Tzarech Lam Pasuk Rishon. A person is walking and he wants to say Kriya Shema, you have to stand for the first pasuk, because that's a din. Mahalech would be too casual. Kabbalah Samach Shemayim requires a person to stand. V'chein Maholech Bederach Leveis HaKnesses. Yeah, there's a good case. Let's say a person, we daven Ma'ariv early, all right? Before Tzeis, let's say a person tarries in shul, he's walking home, why does he say Kriya Shema? Dredi Tzeis. He has to stop, he has to stand before saying Kriya Shema. Well, conversely, now, wintertime, Zman Kriya Shema is early, it's a little after 9 o'clock, person coming to shul, if he's going to say Kriya Shema to be Yotzei the Mitzvah, all right, he has to stand. Stop. So too with a driver, by the way, he has to stop the car to be Mekabel Ol Malchus Shemayim. What about Eranut, being awake? Well, you would hope so. It's Sif Hei in Siman Samach Gimel, Shulchan Aruch, Ha'im Ha'ya Yashen. If a person is sleeping, Mitzarno, so we disturb him. So my Kriya Shema is fleeting. We wake him up until he reads the first pasuk and he's actually awake. Mikan va'elach ein mitzaren also kadesh shikra v'hu er mamish al pishukor misnamneim yotzo. From then on, we don't bother him that he should be completely awake. Even if he's drowsy, yawning, in and out, he can still say the other parashios. But the first pasuk, he must be air. Yes.
The car you have to stop to save.
Yes.
Plane? What about a plane?
Well, it's hard to say. I understand for the laws of gravity. I'm not the greatest scientist, but it's hard to stop a plane in midair. A helicopter can hover, if that's your question. No, because you're not doing the moving, all right? I mean, it means if you're driving, if you're sitting in a car, yeah, because you're not involved in another activity. If you're driving, you have to stop. If you are walking, you have to stop. All right. Misasek is a halachic term. It means you're doing an action for the same action for a different purpose entirely. All right, like you're reading in the Torah and you say the words of Kriya Shema during the Zman. That's not the mitzvah. That's misasek. If you have in mind to fulfill a mitzvah while doing that, that's different. But if you're just reading to correct the osios, then it's not. You're not yotzei. Finally, in this area, Simon Samach Aleph, Nogim Likros, Pasuk Rishon, Mekorom, Kedelor Kavana. And this is very common, you know, some places they frown on it, but a lot of the Balabata shuls always did it in a little nigun, and it's really the proper thing to do. And yeshivas have restored it. They say Kriya Shema, the first Pasuk, out loud. You say it out loud, you say it slowly, and this way you arouse the Kavana. Further, to eliminate distractions, Nagin Liten Yedem Al Pneim B'Kriyas Pasuk Rishon Kedesh La Yistaka B'Dover Acher Shemona Milchaven. It's a meaning to put your hands over your face while saying the first pasuk, so you should not look at anything else, which is going to inhibit one's kavana.
It's a minhag.
That's a minhag. Yeah. Why?
Because everybody does it.
No, a lot of minhagim everybody do. Not having chicken and butter is also minhagin. Everyone does that. All right. Next, so just understand, we'll delve into, we'll begin tonight, Kavana in Shema itself. Kavana b'mila echad. And this is a big discussion that you have in the Gemara and thereafter. Gemara says in Brachos, Tafi Gimel Beis, Tanya Sumchos Omer, Kolamach b'echad, person who elongates the word echad, ma'arichan lo yama v'shnosav, his days and years are elongated as well. Amar vacha bar Yaakov uvedalet. It's not just echad, it's the dalet itself of echad, the last letter. Amar vashi uvavashal yachov peches, as long as you don't cut off the ches. Rabbi Yirmiyahu Yosef kamed Rabchia bar Abba, chazid avar marach tuva. Rabbi Yirmiyahu sat before Rabchia bar Abba and he saw he was prolonging it too much. Amar le, once you have paused for sufficient time to think, and this is the key here, to think about anointing God, the King, Lamala, above, Lamata, below, and to the four corners of the heavens, Sula Tzrichas. You don't need to do it anymore. You have to have that in mind. Mamlech HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Lamal Lamata, Ula'ar Baruchos HaShemayim. All right. To this, of course, you have the famous quip of Rabbi Yisrael Salanter, that when a person is saying Kriya Shema, and he's Mamlech God, Lamala and Lamata, and La Baruchos HaShemayim, he should remember to include himself in that process also. Not just over the universe, but also over the person himself. Note this, Rabbi Kiva died, and this Indian plays a role as well. So we're in the brachos daf samach aleph amud beis b'shoshot tzias Rabbi Kiva l'arega b'zman kriyas shema hayu. When they took out Rabbi Kiva to execute him, the Romans yamach shemam v'zichram, and they were piercing his skin with iron combs. At that moment, he was accepting the yoke of God's kingship. Tamidava said to him, Rabbeinu Adkan, this is the extent. His whole life, he worried about this pasuk. Bechol nafshecha, we love God with all our souls, even if they're taking your souls. Amarti, Masayavol Yadiva Kaimena, when will this mitzvah, this opportunity come to me, and I'll fulfill it? Vachsho Shabol Yodi Law Kaimenu, now that it's come to me, I should not fulfill it, and not fulfill it with joy? No, he's a great tzaddik. Hi, Madrego. So he prolonged the Echad, and his soul departed him at the Echad. So again, that's our Gemara. Yotzta basko v'omara ashrecha Rabbi Akiva sheyotza nishmascha be'echad. How fortunate is Rabbi Akiva that his soul left him be'echad. So what's the pshat? So he quotes here Ein Ayav Rav Kook, and Rav Kook said as follows. Rav Kook, tremendous philosopher. Arichut Chayim Neoto. I'm sorry. It's Alatar and Argamar. Perik Beis Oskimom. Arichut Chayim Neoto Lamisha Samlo B'Chayov Matar Nizgavo. Length of day, longevity, is fitting for a person who has in his life some exalted objective. Shekol Sheyidrabe erech emtzayim shemagim oto matarato yigdal erech matarato. As long, the more the value of the means a person has, the more value he attributes to the means which will fulfill that matara, the value of the matar itself grows.
Can I ask about the second?
Yeah.
You start off by saying Rabbi Akiva said the whole parsha.
Rabbi Akiva said, hey, he says, it's my kriya shema, right? Right. He died.
When he tried to finish the whole first parsha.
I mean, he died. That's yeah. He probably wanted to daven mincha too, but he didn't make it.
Nebuch.
Jackie, guy finds for Rabbi Akiva. Dies of Kiddush Hashem. What's that? Oh, Machos Shemayim, it's correct. Ikra Machos Shemayim. No, David's point is he holds the first parsha. He holds the first parsha. But the bottom line is, again, according to Rabbi Akiva, Kabbalah Machos Shemayim is Achduso, Avaso, and Talmudo. He only had time for Achdus Hashem. So he had to rely on his Talmud Reb Meir, Yotzev Pasuk Rishon. They interrupted him. All right, Zalkein, Tzorach Sheyich Yechayim Urukim Kedei Shuchal Arbod Batzod Amagir Al Tachlit. A person needs a long life to be able to increase all the means by which he'll fulfill his objective. Masheinu Kein Mishein L'Bechayev Matara. A person has no real purpose in life, no objective. Imkein Kol Rega B'Chayev Bodeidu. So each minute in his life is really separate, isolated, distinct. One minute I'll do this, next one I'll do that. He's always doing different things. There's no continuum. Umachashem ofrim, ein evdel ben rav lema'at v'aruch okotzer. Since they're just fleeting, it all passes, there's no difference. If a person sees his life as a continuum, really as a ladder, all right? Sulamutzav Artsa, Rosh Magia Shamaima. Person sees his life as a ladder, which he's always climbing. And everything he's doing, Maise Kodesh, Maise Chol. But it's all Hashem Shemayim, he's always climbing the ladder. If you're always climbing the ladder, then that's Arichus Yomim. You want more time to climb ever higher. Vihine Pri Arichut Bechad, Huleman Hashresh Ben Avsho. The reason why you elongate Echad is to have it rooted in your soul. Shemitoch Hashem Yitbarach Hu Echad. Since God is one, a unity, Shalei Ba'olamo B'Yichudo, He governs His world with His unity as well. V'chol ma shebara barak l'tachlin esgavu miyuchado. Whatever He created for that sublime goal. Ono tzichim l'alecha b'drach, we have to follow His ways. L'asum kol chayinu matar l'tachlit miromemet, marichin lo yamu v'shonos. A person who does that, so his, meaning he has a matara that's going to be extensive. So then his life is extended as well. L'man yucha l'agdil pa'olim l'matara l'tachlin. The more you value the goal, the more you esteem the goal, then the greater opportunities are given in order to fulfill the goal. Okay, that's Echad. What about the Dalid? All right, so Medrash says Vayikra Rabba Parsha Yotes Os Beis, that is in number 17. Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. Imat Osa Dalet Reish Ato Machav Eskolam Kulo. So it's not stam to elongate the word, but it's to make sure that you underscore the ideas implicit in the words, and not, God forbid, the reverse. So if a person makes a Dalet into a Reish, what does Echad become? Acher. So that's terrible. That's a avodah zara. Imatos a reish dalid nimtzad at machav eskolam kulo. Same thing if you make a reish into a dalid. V'lo yichalu Hashem kodshi. Right. I'm sorry. That's on the alachir. Okay. Lo yichal shem kachi imatos aches hey nimtzad machav eskolam kulo. If you turn lo yichalum to lo yahalalu. Big problems. So too, you make a hey into a ches. Call hanishma tahalil ka instead of tahal, you say tahalil. The point is that all these things we emphasize, we make sure we enunciate properly in order not to make inadvertent philosophical mistakes.
And not uschartem.
Uschartem. Leman tizkeru, right? In the last parasha, instead of tizkeru, right? Same thing. It's not yichudim, not kavanos like of the Arizal. It's actually very simple. The kavanos we're talking about are the words, to make sure the words are articulated properly, so the ideas that those words enunciate are the ideas that you are grasping and internalizing. Kamuvan, shel shinui zeh yesh gam mashmu tochnit lekach. Shikar gasha hu lo le'el acher shuv, like Sumchah Rebbe Akiva said, the Yisra v'ad azara, shenu mechol nafshach, koshel mil echad. Of course, echad comes, you know, kol ha-kofer b'ad avazara, kol ha-kofer b'ad azara, ke'ilu mod b'chol ha-torah kulo. So a person who says Hashem echad, he is renouncing any idolatrous impulse. So that itself is a fulfillment of the entire Torah. And the Torah says the same thing. Bilvad sheyadgish bedalit, it's not a resh, and not to cut off the ches, like echad, and to enunciate the dalit, echad. Now, the lo yarech ba'alif, shelo yir nir ke'echad. You can't say because then you change the word. And we discussed this once before. See, 19. Yadgish bedal shotei keresh. So there are two things here. One is to enunciate the dalet. Now sometimes people say echad, which is also not good, as if there's a shva under the dalet. It's really echad. Period. Echad. All right. But I think I mentioned here a number of weeks ago. I think it was Rimechamariv. That we can't be madgish the dalet because it's a sharp sound that's cut off, all right. But the Yemenites have a dalet, which is our hard th sound. So now you know what the Gemara is talking about. They'll say Hashem echad echad. They can be marach. We can't be marach a dalet. So we're really marach in the comments echad. But then we make sure that we have a hard d sound at the end as well. And that's the question he raises, Ben Marach the Ches and the Dalit. So we're not really equipped to be Marach the Dalit, but nonetheless, yeah, we are Marach in all the Kabbalos, Lama Lamat Daruchos, when we're saying the comet sound of Echad. Here the Torah says in 21, Simon Samach Aleph, Yesh Mefarshim, Midikamar, Shaliachov Beches, Almut Sok Laharach Bakashir, Shiachshu Malibo, Shiach Mishmai Varets. You have Marach enough, and what's the length of time? Enough you should think of God's dominion over the entire universe. And the Dalit are Shamayim Varets. Dalit. Yochim b'dalad ruchos, v'aryasim b'menachos kamer hasam chatrei legage deches odia shuchai uvarumo sholom. There's a chatoteres on the top of the ches. You know, we write a ches in script. It looks like an upside down U, but in the Torah, it's really a zayin and a vav, or some say two zayins with a triangle on top connecting the two. That's the chatoteres. That has a gag. The ches has a gag because on top of the ches, we think God is chai uvarumo shel olam. Mechaber passing like the tour in Siman Samech Aleph Sivav Tzorch laharach bechet shel echad kidei shiyam lach HaKadosh Baruch Hashem v'aretz shel ozeh romez hachatotra shebeemtza gag eches v'yach bedal shel echad shiur shiach shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu yachet b'olam o shel bedal ruchos ha'olam v'lo yach yosem yishir zeh. Shouldn't do more than become it could become a farce too, but a person is marach be'echad. That's what we're thinking about, that God is the melech on the earth, the earth and the universe. That's basically Kabbalas Ol Malchus Shemayim. Mishabur quotes the Gra though that you should not extend the Ches. All right, you shouldn't say Ech, because that also is a distortion of the word, but rather the Dalid, or really as we did it here, the prelude to the Dalid, which is the comets of the Ches. Okay, we'll stop here. Next week we'll look at some of the dikdukim in Kriyashma, meaning how we have to be careful in the words, the way we say it, and the Kabbalas Ol Malchus Shemayim Imat Tzibur as well. Next Wednesday night, I'll go back to our usual schedule next Wednesday.